I have been lacking a game on my phone that I can just lose myself in. No thoughts, zoning out, but also still challenged, like I can't stop playing. Well, along came June's journey. So June Parker has to search for hidden clues to uncover the mystery of her sister's murder. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery game, but you also get this captivating detective story while also being set in the 1920s. Each chapter uncovers a collection of hidden objects that you use to solve the murder. So on top of solving the mystery, you also get this fun option to customize your very own luxurious estate island. You can have expansive gardens, beautiful buildings. You can really let your imagination run wild. I love the little script that plays out. I love June's journey, literally. I love the clothes. I love the sets that you're looking for objects in. I just have the best time laying in my bed, winding down, zoning out, building my island estate, solving the murder of June's sister. Can you crack the case? Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
The taglines were so weak. Heather's is, "No one's life is perfect, but mine is pretty close." Okay, that's just gag me. Shannon's is okay. "When life gives you lemons, put nine in a bowl. Just because it's so Shannon, it's just like
it's so unhinged.
Unhinged, exactly.
And the sound of it, the delivery.
Put nine in a bowl.
Yes.
It's like Tamra's makes kind of no sense to me. Boldness comes at a cost, yeah. And I'm willing to pay.
Yeah. Well, why didn't you dig into my mess is my message now?
I agree. Like, boldness comes at a cost. It doesn't really even fit with the season.
It doesn't mean anything.
It means nothing. I'm like, that's the one you picked? Megan's is good. Megan's also proves that the reason they picked Megan was because, I mean, she proved her worth this season, but still it was like they were so enthralled at the thought of getting Jimmy. Mm-hmm. They were like the gays at Bravo were like, "Oh my God, we can get Jimmy. Oh, get him." So she's like, "Now that I'm in the OC, it's a whole new ball game."
That's pristine. Yeah.
Perfection. Mm-hmm. And Vicky's. "I'm the OG of the OC. Everyone else is just a copy." Who let her say that?
Famous last words.
Who let her say that? You guys, you created a monster.
Exactly. Yeah.
And of course, center orange is Vicky. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's only five of them this season. Very small.
And it was, you know what? We did not need one more thing.
One more would have ruined it.
Yeah.
One more would have been an absolute. I like that Lizzie, though.
I was just going to say, she was fun.
She had one season, though. They were like, "Yeah, she didn't do enough."
Yeah. But she was good as a friend of, like, good.
Like a little peripheral.
Mm-hmm.
A little peripheral.
Friend minus.
The Balboa Bay Resort, it is actually perfect for this baptism because it is, as they said, quintessential Orange County. It is so Orange County, looking out at the bay. It is just like so, it's just perfect. Pastor Mike.
Pastor Mike wants to speak to you. What are you doing?
Women
are in your 50s.
What producer was like, "Hey, would you maybe," he's like, "I guess." Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
He's like, "I have zero skin in this game."
Are you sure? I don't know. He had no idea what he was getting into.
Yeah.
Shannon getting in the limo with David, she goes, "I can say that I am more in love with my husband today than I've ever been." Oh, just because
let that hang.
Very next season, you're like, "Oh, this isn't going well."
No, he is terrible.
I forget though. The very next season, David does all the things. They do a vow renewal. They go on the creepy honeymoon thing where he's like, they're naked.
Oh, right. Oh, right. With the home video, like footage and stuff. And then I guess it's the season after that.
The very first shot is Shannon, much like 30 pounds heavier, and he's eating the tortilla chips.
This is Vicky Gundelson.
So dark.
It's so dark.
so dark. Vicky's showing up. She has nothing to hide. She says, I have nothing to hide. Nothing to hide.
Yeah, except medical records.
Except medical records. We get Lynn Curtin. I like that we get like Tammy Knickerbocker and Lynn Curtin.
Totally. I thought it was Lynn. First of all, Lynn, I just, bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
Bless
her
heart. Bless her cuffs. Yes. I just would love to. I just, sometimes she comes into my mind and I hope she's okay.
Me too. Because she's so not.
And I mean, she was one of the first.
Maybe the first
real thing to happen when they were evicted on camera.
The crazy part about that too, when you think about the footage they had, there was a camera guy on the other side of the door. So there was a camera guy getting the process server. Like there was the guy being like, hey, he's coming up.
Hey, who's here?
That's crazy.
Of course. Anyway, Cancergate.
I know, right? Ryan, Tamara's son, is just a terrifying sight to me. Every time you see him, you're like, ah. Shannon goes, my biggest concern is she's going to call me nasty and disgusting again, and I'm not going to tolerate it. I'm not. I'm like, Shannon, that's really not a huge concern. Like, Shannon really does take it to a level 10 at all times.
The charitable thing? watching that back was like, whoa, lady. And she carried it through several episodes. So yes.
I will not be called uncharitable. I start charities.
Start charities, Megan. And Megan's like, I know. I'm not saying you'd just be nice to me on the phone, maybe.
I fully understood that she was correct. Megan was absolutely trying to like get a scene with Shannon. She was trying to like, she's trying to rile Shannon up. Yeah. But then if you know she's trying to do that, don't give her the scene.
Right.
But then you gave her the scene. And then
and it made Megan look sane.
Proved her point.
Yeah. I mean,
he proved her point.
That's why Megan was so great. It's like when someone new comes along and for whatever reason, they are just confident enough to not play their games, it just shakes the OGs up in a way that is a delight to watch.
It's so true. It's so true. Mm-hmm. Tamara, this, because of like my own, I like having done glam for people myself, she arrives in full makeup and hair for the baptism. And I'm like, but you're going to get wet.
Yeah.
So this, like, she could have even just dialed it down a little bit. Maybe just put on a little mascara.
Yeah.
Hair in a low pony. But it's full curl, blowout curl, smoky eye.
Yeah. And then takes another 45 minutes. She said, I'll be back in 45 minutes. That horrified me.
Horrified. Horrified. It could just make me so crazy.
Like, what a hostess. However, there was food. Whatever.
There was food.
Looking like a tasty menu.
The gospel choir, nothing but the blood of Jesus, singing. Pastor Mike in his swim trunks. It just really,
it's like a vision board. It's like a collage. It's like living art.
It's so good.
There's so many elements.
It's so, so good.
Yeah.
I did love Heather talking about, she's like, in Judaism, we really don't have an equivalent of a baptism. We actually go the other direction. In our case, we never forget. It was so good. It reminds me, when she's funny like that, it reminds me of when Kelly Dodd was like, you're Jewish. Aren't you supposed to be funny?
And Kelly Dodd.
And then later, Heather like flips it back on her. She's like, I'm Jewish. I should know. That was a joke. I'm like, ooh. Sometimes when Heather's cutting, she gets you good. She gets you real.
She's a smarty. She's quick-witted and a smarty.
Yep. I love, though, she gets dunked and they give us this compilation of her moments from
horrible
the show.
Moments.
The drink toss in Gina's face, naked wasted. That's my opinion.
Naked wasted is so fucking dark. I'm sorry. That is so dark.
Because also she had Ryan like seducing her.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that was real dark.
Okay, but how savage is it? I think it might be in this episode where she, or maybe it was in the reunion, I don't know. She says, like, I do feel really bad about Jesus Jugs. I shouldn't have insulted Jesus like that.
Did she say that? I think she said that in reunion. Because yes. I think, because yes. Alexis writes in.
Like, that's why it's so perfect that, like, she found Jesus, but also kept it totally real.
Yep. Yep. Well, also the letter Alexis writes in is brilliant. I cannot have Jesus, like, Jesus's name dragged through the mud.
And Tamara's like, what?
Yeah.
Like, it did not do what Alexis hoped it would do.
But it's so Alexis.
Mm-hmm.
So Alexis on every level. And then she comes up out of the water and they're singing Amazing Grace. There's tears. And guess who's singing with her eyes closed and her hand up?
Pastor Vicky.
Pastor Vicky. Of course she is. Mm-hmm. Of course she is. She mm-hmm. is. I mean, talk about an unhinged moment in television.
Yes, absolutely. Like,
after this whole season, we get Vicky going, I'm blind, but now I see. Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah. Then there's like the line of people coming up to give her kisses, and all of them do it normal. But Vicky grabs Tamara with both hands, kisses her on the lips, and she's like, I love you, my sister. And Tamara is like staring at her in the eyes as if she just like murdered someone and she knows it. She's like, yeah, I know what you did. And then Tamara's like, I'll be back in 45 minutes. And I'm like, that is stressing me out.
Yeah.
I have FOMO just thinking about that. I'm like, hurry.
Yeah.
So they get to the reception. Oof. Vicky's moment where she's joking about how she should have bought the yacht is so fucking Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
Because she loves to remind everyone that she does have a lot of money that she works for.
Yes. That was a theme throughout the entire season.
Very much. Then she jokes, though. Did you catch this? She jokes that because Billy goes, we could still buy the yacht. She goes, totally, we can, with Dawn's inheritance. That means,
what does that mean?
Because she has a life insurance policy.
So she's going to murder Dawn?
And then Billy goes, don't joke like that. He's like, this is
on TV.
On camera. You are being documented. Yeah.
That I
actually missed that. I've watched this so many times. I've missed that every time. I've missed that every single time in all the 30,000 times I've watched this. And I was like, oh, how hilarious, Vicky. Because everyone was weirded out when they found out she had the life insurance policy on Dawn.
Yeah.
Still, like, it was like, you still have it? And her reasoning was that she had to pay him spousal support. So she's like, well, so if he dies, I'm getting money out of him. And they were like, still
real very dark.
Dark. So then she jokes about this. And Billy's like, nope, camera's on you. You're mic'd up. And if he does die in a mysterious way, they are going to use this footage.
Damn. Well, I will be watching that episode again after this.
Yeah. It's right after they go, the shit about the yacht. And he says, you could still buy the yacht. And she says, with Dawn's inheritance. And he doesn't laugh.
Sorry for the episode teaser, but if you want to check out the rest of the episode, head over to the Patreon. I'm not just covering Vanderpump Rules. I'm covering all the Bravo classics. I'm talking Housewives. I'm talking Shazza Sunset. I'm talking even Good Below Deck. You can vote on the next episode. So it's super interactive, lots of community. It's very fun. Link is in the description. Love you, mean it. Hope to see you over there.